Be a cheerful Christian, November 6. But I have trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. The more we reveal the power of an indwelling Savior, the more of his power will be manifested unto us. When the farmers seek to recommend or exhibit their products, they do not gather up the poorest but the best specimens. Women possess a zeal to bring the very best golden lumps of butter, molded and prettily stamped. Men bring the best yield of vegetables of every kind. The very best and most attractive fruit is brought, and their appearance does the skillful workers credit. The variety of fruits, the apples, peaches, apricots, oranges, lemons, and plums, all these are very attractive, and make those who look upon the fruit from the orchards and gardens desire to be in the country where they can till the soil. Why should not Christians living in these last days reveal the most attractive fruit in unselfish actions? Why should not the fruit of the commandment-keeping people of God appear in the very best representation of good works? Their words, their deportment, their dress, should bear fruit of the very best quality. By their fruits, Christ said, ye shall know them. Trials are Christ's workmen to perfect the Christian graces. These tests are not to sink the believer's faith, but raise it equal to the occasion, that unto all it may be made to appear more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire. Every trial permitted is designed to exalt the truth to a higher appreciation, that praise to God alone shall be upon the lips of the true disciple of Christ. And the growth in grace is to the honor and glory of God at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. The bright and cheerful side of our religion will be represented by all who are daily consecrated to God. We do not want to dishonor God by the mournful relation of trials that appear grievous. All trials that are received as educators will produce joy. The whole religious life will be uplifting, elevating, ennobling, fragrant with good words and works. The enemy is well pleased to have souls complaining and stumbling their way along, depressed, downcast, mourning, and groaning, because Satan wants just such impressions made as to the effects of our faith. God designs that the mind shall take no low level. Diary.